Welcome, everyone, to Smart Health Talk. And we've had a really great show today, and I hope that you'll listen to tell people about the podcast if you really enjoyed the show. And if you missed anything, you know, the podcast is there on the KCAAradio.com website and also on our Smart Health Talk website, along with a lot of links to all of the different topics that we're talking about today. And I am, I love our theme song. As a matter of fact, as soon as I start hearing it, I start like jumping up and down and kind of going to the music, and it makes me feel good. And that was one of the reasons we really wanted to have the Mother Nature song by Dawn Sozzi as our theme song. And we're really excited to announce that Dawn now has his album, Flipside, on iTunes, and he's here with us today. So, Dawn, are you there?
Yes. Hey, Elaine. How are you?
Hi. Thanks so much for being a part of our show. And, you know, I wanted to... I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry. I got to tell you, I'm really impressed with the show. I was just listening in. I heard, Dr. Pereira was on online with you with depression. That sounds fascinating. The whole transmatic stimulation thing. Big. No medication. That's amazing.
I know. This is like historical for mental illness, which is affecting like 14 million people in 2009. And so I think, you know, it's probably and when I did my research, I couldn't believe it that I found out that we use 80% of the like pain medication that's manufactured in the world, and 99% of the Vicodin. So we're kind of like kind of a little bit on drugs here in the U.S.
Well, there's definitely other stuff out there that you guys use. The rest of the 49 states don't use it. But I'm laughing, actually, because, my Dan Rustin was actually, my manager was texting me saying I'm on, he's listening from his iPhone.
And, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so he's, I'm flattered to be on your show, and I don't know. I'm speechless.
Well, I really appreciate you mentioning that people can listen from their iPhone or any cell phone that you can get to the internet. I mean, we have actually have a special place where you go to, and it makes it even easier. And all that is on the Smart Health Talk website. We have complete instructions on there. But I wanted to, you know, talk a little bit about you. I mean, congratulations on, you know, getting your album on iTunes.
Thank you.
I mean, did you go out and celebrate that night?
I haven't really given it a lot of thought. I actually spoke with Peter Ditlevsen of Kon-Tiki Records over in Norway today, and it kind of happened lightning fast. I mean, the plan all along was to eventually, you know, put the record together, but, you know, it moved slowly, and I haven't actually sat down and written down where I've been, you know, how it started. I mean, it all started kind of, you know, in college. It was kind of a pipe dream. I was, you know, kind of confused in the direction I wanted to go, and I took an art class with Randy Hill at St. Lawrence University, and, you know, when he told me a poem could mean anything, that's when everything kind of took off. And, since then, the people that have listened to the album said there's a lot of depth and storytelling in the lyrics, and I never really gave it much thought, but you know, I guess there is. The more I think about it, you know, I mean, obviously, I was looking to add many different meanings to the song, but at the end of the day, the song continues to. I mean, each song continues to mean different things as I go back and listen to it, because I've grown so much since when the album was actually, you know, completed. The songs were written way before it was produced, so every time I listen to the songs, they always come. There's always something different because something in my life has changed, whether it's the environment or where I'm currently at, or my economic status, or where I'm living. It always seems to change. There's always something every day if you're paying attention. There's always someone or something that really hits you hard, and you look back on that and go, wow, that really actually was a path. That was a change in direction. So,
but yeah, I hear what you're saying, and your songs are kind of universal in a way. That messages, you know, that like you said, you could hear the message and it can impact you one way at one point in your life and another way in another point in your life. But what I found is the overall feeling of the album and the songs is that it's very positive. And
Dan Rustin said, you know, there's a lot of staying power with the record, And Nick Leonard of DBU Productions in Stamford, Connecticut, you know, he said, you know, there's a lot of rockabilly in it. There's obviously pop in there.
It's a little bit of everything, yeah.
Yeah, it is a little bit of everything in it. And, you know, the more you listen to it, you have to listen to it more than once. And, I mean, the one thing I've been asked a lot of times, you know, what makes this album different from what's out there? And it's a complete album. And, you know, I grew up listening to a lot of music in the 60s. And, you know, obviously the Beatles were very good at, rarely did you hear a song on a Beatles record. I mean, pretty much you could listen to it backwards and forwards, faster and slower. And, you know, it was always going to be an enjoyable experience. There was rarely a song you couldn't at least tolerate to get to the next one. You know, you didn't have to get up and pick up the needle and drag it across the record and drop it to the end to hear the final song or whatever. So,
have you always been into like environmental type issues?
Well, I think at heart and heart, if you're asking me, I think we all are into it. But the reality is, you know, if you look back at the Industrial Revolution and the global expansion of this world and especially this country after World War II, we had a Europe fell apart and the United States had a surplus of factories built for the war. So, I mean, basically everyone, it was a free-for-all. I mean, there was nothing but open fields just to, why wouldn't you drop the shovel and all of a sudden start a factory and start making, what were they making, tiddlywinks and yo-yos and all that stuff. I mean, you know, there's so many different things you could make. Now you look at it and you go, it's like almost like it's the biggest mistake we ever made.
Well, what would you like people to walk away after, like, they hear your album? Like, how are you hoping that the music will impact them and that they'll walk away with?
Yeah, the song, obviously, that ties, you know, mostly to what we're talking about on this radio show is Mother Nature, excuse me. And, I don't like putting ideas in people's minds. I like people, the best thing about, when someone tells me what a song is about, I automatically never want to listen to it again. It's like telling someone the ending of a movie. You know, it's like, you know, I go and watch this. What's a big movie out right now?
Well, The Hunger Games is coming out.
Okay, so I go and see that, and you ask me, and I say, oh, it's great. You know, let's say it's a whodunit. And I say, oh, so-and-so's guilty. I mean, you're not going to want to go and watch the movie. And some of the songs are more straightforward, but even then there's double entendres, and then some of them are a little bit deeper. And you can pick anything out of it. So
it's something that actually is kind of thought-provoking, but not without telling you, trying to put ideas into your head. And actually that's how I think of the songs, is that they're kind of on neutral ground, where people can enjoy them and take them in, and it kind of leads everyone to their own personal place.
Well, yeah, I mean, but I mean, the one that I've been told by Nick and various A&R guys, it's the big one, is Flipside, which is
the name of the album.
Well, that's the name of the album, and it's also on YouTube. You can YouTube Don Sozzi and find Flipside, the video. And that was done by...
That's on our website, too, everyone. You can go to...
Yeah,
we have a whole page.
That was done by Annie Nerschel of It's Relevant in Stamford, Connecticut. They did a wonderful job. And...
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's... That's all really... And then Mercury Rising is great. I mean, they're all great. I mean, I don't want to say which one's the best and which one's the worst, because they're all good.
Well, the most important thing is that everyone remember Don... So, and it's Sozzi, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and it's S O Z Z
I.
Okay, not S U. It's S O Z Z I, and it's Don, D-O-N. So type in Don Sozzi on YouTube, and you can find his music video there. And then if you go to iTunes, you can type in Don Sozzi, and you can find his album Flip Sides, and you can either download one of the songs or the whole album. Might as well just go ahead and get the whole album, and you'll find that it's like easy listening. It's something that you can play when you're trying to calm your kids down, when you're trying to create a positive mood. in a room. That's the way these songs are. They do remind me of like the 60s and all those bands that I love, which I'm, you know, dating myself. Yeah, I do remember the bands from the 60s, everybody. and I love them, and I still love that music. And like you said, it's like telling a story.
Well, it is. I mean, as the 60s progressed and you got into the later 60s, that's when all of a sudden, albums became even deeper, and you had to, like, I mean, you basically spent the whole afternoon with a bunch of friends sitting in a circle, and you'd listen to it backwards and forwards and faster and slower, and, you know, that's, you know, all the Paul is Dead hoax is all that stuff, you know, people really got into it.
Trying to find the message in music.
The listening habits are different now. It's, you know, I mean, I even catch myself now with an iPod, full of music that I barely listen to. I still have a listening preference, but I always tend to jump around and go, oh, well, I haven't heard this in a while, and then I jump before I even finish that song and jump to another one. So the listening habits have changed. But, I mean, with this one, I mean, I'm definitely listening to it all the way through.
Okay, everyone. Well, that's Don in the background right there. That's his song, Mother Nature. It's part of the Flipsides album, so please go check it out. Look for our page on Don on our website with all the links, and please join us next week. And tell everyone about our podcast, and go visit our website, okay? SmartHealthDoc.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Be sure to visit our website at smarthealthtalk.com.